Well, massive news out of the US this week with President Joe Biden announcing that after nearly 20 years, in fact, the US will pull all troops out of Afghanistan. He's signalled a fairly, I guess, sentimental date, if you like, September 11 as being that deadline for the withdrawal of those US troops. I've got an old friend of mine on the line. He's down near Brisbane, Michael Pucci. Now, Mr. Pucci was a former LNP state member in the Newman government. He was also a US Marine for over 20 years. It's a great pleasure to have him on the show to talk about this big news in the US. Michael Pucci, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks for having me on. It's a great honor being on your show and especially talking about this subject.
Now, you would have been watching this news very, very closely in the last sort of 48 hours. Talk to us about your reaction to that announcement by President Biden.
Okay, well, it's a complex issue. So, you know, it's not just one reaction. You know, the reaction of troops coming home is always good news for mostly for the people there and the families of those there. But it's more complex than just bring our troops home. Okay, you got to have the straight narrative first. You know, this has been going on for 20 years over there since 2001 terror attacks. And you have to get what is the mission now? It's no longer the mission it was 20 years ago, right? And a lot of people are saying it's been 20 years, time to bring people home. Well, we have brought people home. There was 100,000 troops over there in 2010.
And we're
now
down
2,500.
Yeah, I was going to say we're down to about 2,500. Australia has much less in Afghanistan at the moment as well.
Yeah, and so the mission is different. It's no longer a war on terror over there. The U.S. and allies aren't fighting a war in Afghanistan anymore, as such as it was. Now they're mostly providing, you know, conducting intelligence and doing counterintelligence training and assisting in operations for the Afghan forces who are providing nearly all of the security operations, like over 96%, I believe, is what I've read, of the operations over there. So the small force that is there is really just there to make sure there's security so the same thing doesn't happen that happened under Obama when he pulled troops too quickly out of Iraq. If you remember, they had to send troops back to deal with fighting ISIS because they just pulled everybody out. And then all the people that were allies to the or friends of the USA and its allies who helped them, they were being attacked and punished and killed and things and because there wasn't enough security forces in place to protect those. So I am all for bringing our people home. I've always said it's not fair sending our men and women to a country who have their young men, especially fleeing the country to come to places like Australia and America and the UK, and then sending our young men to fight their battles when they should be the ones staying there to fight their battles. So I'm all for that, but that mission has changed. That's not what's happening now. The mission there now is about, you know, look, we have troops we got troops here in Australia. We got troops in Spain. We got troops in Korea. We got troops in Germany. We got troops in the UK. And now Afghan wants these troops. The government wants, it's a mutually beneficial partnership there where each side serves as, you know, helping each other out. So,
but you could,
that's
certainly
how I feel.
You could certainly argue, though, couldn't you, that you mentioned where there are US troops and indeed Aussie troops in a whole range of countries, but certainly they don't face some of the same dangers presented in Afghanistan still to this day, despite the fact the mission has changed. Now, Michael, could you served in the Gulf War. You have been on the front line. Can you paint a bit of a picture for listeners about what would those troops be feeling at the moment, having heard that announcement in the last couple of days? What does it mean for a troop when you hear that effectively the mission's over and you're coming home?
Well, if they hear the mission is over and they've succeeded, I'm sure they'd be very happy as long as the mission is over. But that is, I guess, what has to be defined. Is the mission over? Is the war on terror done? So there's no terror in Afghanistan? Is the mission over? I mean, the war on drug has been going since the 80s, and they're still, are we going to pull all the cops away from that? The war on human trafficking, are we going to stop that because it's been going so long? The fights for equal rights, are we going to stop doing that because it's been going for 100 years? I mean, when does it stop? When do, who decides? You know, this is why I'm saying it's a complex issue. Now, if I was there, and I was done my time, and it was time for me to go home. You always, in the Marines, we always said, there's no better place than the place you just left or the place you're going to. It's never the place you're at. So, I mean, you're always happy to find that you're going home. I mean, it's always good news, good home. But Marines, soldiers, sailors, airmen, people in the military from all, you know, I've served with some great Australians as well, and they want to accomplish their mission. They feel good when they accomplish their mission. So if they're told to come home and the mission isn't accomplished, they will feel bad, I believe. But there's no doubt there'll be mixed emotions, because of course they want to come home and see their children, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, their husbands, you know.
So tell us, I guess people may forget after 20 long years, the forever war, as they've called it, what are some of the achievements, I guess, some of the positives that we shouldn't forget now that troops have this deadline to pull out?
Yes, okay, well, thanks. Thanks for asking that question, because it's very important. Like I said, I'm not against drawing troops back. I think the biggest mistake of this whole thing is announcing the date, okay? That's the biggest mistake. Troops coming home, okay, it may be time, may not, but announcing when, that's the problem. But the accomplishments, let's review. Over 9 million Afghan children are in school today. One third of them who were young girls who previously were banned from even getting an education by the Taliban. Okay, there's Afghan women that are in the Afghani society that more than ever before are serving in high level positions, from government ministers to CEOs to generals in the military. You know, the training programs that have been in place by the U.S. and its allies have helped the security forces build up its capacity of Afghan security forces to build up its capacity to protect their own people and the region. You know, right now their forces that are not Afghan, that are American allies, are there just conducting intelligence and counterterrorism and things like that. They're providing training, a very small group. The Afghan people have progressed so much over the past 20 years, and there have been hardships, no doubt, and nobody's saying there hasn't, but we can never forget that, you know, 9 million children in school, women in as CEOs and in leadership positions, that would have never happened if there wasn't troops there to fight against the Taliban in the first place.
Well, there's obviously a big local and personal connection for us in this news, because the Avenue of Honor, the Afghanistan Avenue of Honor, honouring those fallen Australian soldiers up there at Yungaburra. Fantastic memorial. We encourage everyone, of course, to go and visit and to continue to pay tribute. So a local and a personal connection to that news from US President Joe Biden over the weekend. Michael Pucci, former LNP state member and a US Marine for over 20 years. It's fantastic to have your insights on the King Review. Thanks very much.
Thanks for asking me along, and thanks for your listeners for listening to what I have to say. I appreciate it.